Hi, I'm Elsie. I'm 9 years old, and I play the ukulele. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Elsie. That was Elsie playing the Kids Commute theme on her ukulele. If you would like to be featured on our show, playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, you can find sheet music, instructions, everything you need to know at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, kids commuters, welcome to day 3 of Puppet Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our puppety Quizlet later in the show. In today's music, kid-friendly does not mean the same thing it used to. We're talking about a ballet called Petrushka by the Russian composer Igor Stravinsky, who was born in 1882. Now, this is a ballet about a clown puppet. And nowadays we think, okay, puppets, yay, kids, fun. But here's the deal. The most popular puppet show for kids, and we're talking for the last, like, couple of hundred years, was something called Punch and Judy, who were two characters who spent their entire puppet show beating each other up. And that was kid-friendly for a really long time. So, yeah. In today's music, Petrushka, the clown puppet, arrives in his room. Well, he arrives in his room after getting kicked in there. That's what I mean. Punch and Judy. Okay, so he gets kicked into his room, and Petrushka is in love with a ballerina puppet. And she comes into his room to visit. You can hear the kind of floaty music. Here's a little bit of that. And Petrushka tries to impress her, so he dances around like crazy. Only this just scares her, and she runs away, and he's sad. And then the orchestra laughs at him. I mean, literally, this is an orchestra going, ha-ha, neener-neener. Here's Bernard Haitink conducting the otherwise, I'm very sure, nice London Philharmonic performing Petrushka's Room by Stravinsky. Poor Petrushka. And let me tell you, it never gets any better for Petrushka. And again, talking about that Punch and Judy thing, by the end of this ballet, Petrushka gets killed by another puppet and his ghost scares the puppeteer. The times, they have changed. This is true. All right, kids commuters, time now to check in with our puppety Quizlet for the week. All week, we'll ask you this question, give you some hints. You get it right, we'll send you a prize pack. Here's the question. Who is the puppet most famous for telling lies? This puppet comes from an Italian story from the 1800s, and the name means made of pine. Here's another hint. This puppet has a cricket friend to remind him about what's right and wrong. And in the 1940 movie version of this, the cricket sings this song.
When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come.
But in the early fairy tale version of this, the puppet boy smashes the cricket with a hammer. What's the name of the puppet? If you know, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.